Okay, let's give this a try. It's 11:30, give or take a couple of minutes. This is live from the laundry room. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are in the world. It's an overcast day here in Newcastle. As I say, it's 11:30. I'm gonna see who comes in. It's very early in the States still. But it's about, was it 6 o'clock in the morning or something? So 6:30, people might start coming in if they're waking up really early. You never know. So this could be a breakfast show. I feel like I need to do something for power corruption, lies, and money as well. I haven't done anything for that podcast for a little while, so I'll maybe take a look on YouTube and see if there's anything there.
And as you
So this
know,
is Eric Weinstein.
experiments fail.
I don't know what it'll be like.
Hopefully.
That's a huge confidence booster. Thank you, Brian, for
Well,
that.
you're not even a physicist. Come on, man.
Well, you told me to say that I was. Now you're telling me to say I'm sorry. I've just lost.
All right. Well, I still don't see, let's see, on Twitter Spaces. We're trying to do a joint session here. If you can, let me see if there's a request. No, there's no
All right,
request.
I've joined the Twitter space.
There you are. All right. Now I'm going to make you a co-host. Send co-host invite. There we go. All right. Let's see. Can you hear us on Twitter? Well, it'd be hard to know if they can. I'm going to turn down
So this is Brian Keating and
Yep,
Eric
there we go.
Weinstein, obviously
Well,
setting
we
up
are
some kind of
live, and
Twitter
today is a
space.
special day. Today is the birthday of yours truly, which occurred way back on September 9th, 1971. I don't remember much from that time period, but Eric does. Maybe a little bit more. He was all of 5 years old or so. And I
I
want
think I'm solid on 1971.
say that again.
I think I'm starting to get pretty solid on 1971.
It was an interesting year. Oh, turn your mic is muted on Twitter Spaces, my friend.
Because it's feedback and I can't get the Twitter Spaces volume to zero, which is a strange thing. So I
Oh
put it in a
yeah.
briefcase. What should I be doing, Brian?
I would put it away, move it somewhere not too far away, but unmute so people can hear you on Twitter at least. And then
Okay, I will. Wait, sorry. If I unmute, we're going to get a feedback loop.
If you put it far enough away and mute it, it should be okay.
Sorry, okay.
But if you don't unmute it, they won't be able to hear you.
Right, the icon on the studio, you mean? It's Reiki symbols. Is that what attracted you in? No, okay. You're welcome to come up and have a chat if you want to, mate. It's an open conversation session, this one. It's not really a video session. There was nobody here, so I was just playing something until people start to come in. No pressure, though. It's up to you. Yeah, on the picture I'm using, there's Choku Ray symbols. I can't see it because it's too small, but Choku Ray, Zona, Halu's on there as well. There's quite a few different healing symbols that I've been using for years in my Reiki kind of practice or whatever. Do you know what, are you aware what Reiki is, or do you want me to explain it a little bit, or? All right, Reiki's a Japanese energy channeling technique. It's a spiritual healing type of thing, or Buddhist psychological healing, or you can call it a few things. A form of hypnosis, you could call it. A form of telepathy, you could call it. It could be lots of things depending on how you do it. It's really just a psychological process to open up to the universe. That's really what it is. But it comes from Japanese Buddhism, so it's got some of the philosophical underpinnings of Japanese Buddhism built into it. I've done that. That's more kind of psychic reading type stuff. I have done that. I was on the psychic fair circuit for 6 months, a year probably, if you include the shop I was working in. So I have done that. I have done readings of Akashic records in the past, but it's not something I really do now. I've done past life readings and guide readings and things like that. Astrology-based readings, tarot-based readings. Really depends on if you're using a tool or you're using a philosophical system to access. Ooh, since April 1998... So 23 years I've been practicing Reiki. That's more or less every day, more or less. I had the odd break here and there, but mostly every day. Because it's about self-healing. It's about me. It's about whoever the Reiki person is, it's about their healing. And the byproduct of that is that you can heal, you can do some healing work for other people. But if you don't do it for yourself, there's no way it's gonna work for other people. I mean, it'll work, but it's not gonna be as effective because you're coming from a different place in consciousness, a different place. It's like it's progression in consciousness. If you wanna talk, I'm happy to answer questions or just talk generally about Reiki stuff if you want me to. Oh, you're welcome to come up and have a conversation. Okay, no worries, man. That's all good. People come and go. So back to Eric Weinstein. That was a short interlude. There we go. That's how this Podbean radio thing works.
See Eric's beautiful microphone there. That was a gift on his birthday when he turned the double nickel not too long ago. All right, there we go. All right, we'll see if this actually works. Who knows if it'll work.
Is this any better?
Yep, this is better for me. Say one more thing.
And now. Happy birthday to you.
Perfect.
Happy birthday to you. Happy 50th birthday, dear Brian. Yay. Happy birthday to you.
Thank you, my friend. It is great to be with good friends on a special auspicious occasion just after the new year. Shana Tova, let me be the first to wish you a happy 13,900,005,782. That's what we cosmologists now say.
I see. And can we fine-tune this to the Jewish calendar or what?
Yeah, we synchronize. There's some calibration error in the very beginning.
Some Lorentz factor. Did I ever tell you my Lorentz factor story?
No.
There I am, minding my own business, wandering the fourth floor of the American Natural History.
Hello, dude. This is just a conversation kind of vibe. Not that there's anybody here, really, but it's me watching a video and talking to myself, mostly. Well, how are you doing today? You all right? If you want a voice chat, you're welcome to call in. I've got no stress about that. Right, let's keep this video going then.
Museum in New York, and we're going past all the dinosaur fossils, and I see this very proper, firm couple, Orthodox Jews wandering around, and I said, look.
Yeah, I'm good, mate. I'm pretty good. Bumbling along as you do. All right, no worries, man. It's fine. Yeah, just trying to get this established, really. Which is doing all right. It's doing okay. I've got the Sunday nights established now. I've got a Tuesday show that's established. I've got a Saturday show that's established. So it's just filling in the gaps a little bit and then finding a way to monetize it, really. Hopefully it'll monetize itself if I do the right things the right way. Yeah, there's progress. There's definitely progress. Yeah, two roundtable shows and an hour of me on a Saturday. But that's a radio, two radio shows and a Podbean show. Welcome, Code 23. Hope you're well, man. Or dude, or woman, or whatever. I just use man as a generic thing, or dude as a generic thing. Yeah, I want to have a conversation about mixed whatever you call it, Mixcloud, that's the one. I'll have a conversation with you about Mixcloud at some point, because I'm paying for it, so I need to use it. I don't know whether you're around on Sunday evenings, but I've got a show on at 7 o'clock on a Sunday evening. If you fancy popping in there. All right, cool. That would be good. Because we can have a conversation about your experience of Mixcloud or whatever. Just it's a general kind of round table discussion. So whatever you want to bring to the table, ultimately. But no politics. That's the only rule, is no politics. Which I know probably doesn't affect you because you're not, I don't think you're politically motivated in the same way that other people are. Doesn't seem that way. Yeah, I'm not sure how to monetize Mixcloud at all. It seems like a live stream will work. I can do the live stream, but my laptop's not really up to the job, so it's a bit clunky, but I could do it. And I'm getting a new PC at some point in the next couple of weeks. So then I've got to buy a monitor for it, and then I should be able to use the PC for live streaming, which will leave the laptop free for the radio stuff, so I can do both at the same time with a bit of luck. That'll make life a bit easier. Yeah, a friend of mine's building me a PC from scratch out of spare parts, which is a remarkable thing if you can do it. I certainly couldn't do it. But hopefully that'll open things up a little bit for me. It means that I can stream to Brand New Tube or Odyssey if I can get Odyssey working. I got Brand New Tube working, but I haven't got Odyssey working yet. I can't figure it out. My brain's blocked with it, so I need to work that out. And then figure out a way to monetize Mixcloud, which I think will just be by asking for donations as much as anything. But we'll see anyway. It'll work itself out. Work themselves out as they go along, I think. If you keep an eye open for everything, the problem has a solution built into it somewhere. You've just got to see it. You've just got to be at a place in consciousness where you can see it. So and it seems like there's support around me at the moment. People are helping out. And things are kind of moving in the right direction, I think, but it's slow. Slow and steady. So I've got to have a conversation with somebody about finding a job this afternoon. The job centre's put me on a restart program. So I've got to go down for an appointment at 2 o'clock to there. And I don't know how supportive they're going to be. They might be more supportive than the job centre is, put it that way. Because at least it gives me the option of self-employment or the option of looking at self-employment without the pressure. And I think that's going to have to be my route because I'm not very employable. I tend to see through management decisions fairly easily, and it doesn't go down well. It doesn't go down well at all. So people like to do their system and not question the system. And I'm a man who questions the system in work and everywhere else, really. So it's a bit of a conundrum I've got to work through, is how to be critical in an optimized way so that it produces me an income. Suppose I could just do reviews at the end of the day, couldn't I? I could do movie reviews has come up as a possibility. I could do movie reviews or like in the end I'll end up doing daily newspaper reviews or something like that, maybe, if I'm doing daily shows. But I'm trying to avoid it at the moment. I'm trying to be a little bit more creative than that, because that's a standard fixture, and I want to find a different spin on it if I can. So I think the 3 shows a week is okay for now. If I can get a show every day sorted out, maybe another, I don't want to do another one that's just me. I think I'll do a round table every day. During the week, maybe. All right, fella. Thanks for coming in, man. And code 13 is still here, I think. So I'm kind of just thinking out loud. That's kind of the way this works. The way this works until people come in. You're welcome to call in if you want to have a conversation, man. Because I am just thinking out loud at the moment. All right, no worries, it's fine. So the restart thing was a surprise to me because I wasn't expecting to be put on a restart program quite this early. I've been out of work for about a year. And the woman at the job centre seemed very keen to put me on restart. So they must have just had some training about it or something. That's usually the way it works. When they get enthusiastic about something at the job centre, it means they've just been on a training course. That's usually how it works there. I found in my limited experience of these things. She's supportive, there's no doubt about that. She's got some compassion going on, so she's got some understanding of the situation going on. So I'm happy with the way that kind of relationship's working at the moment. I've got to find out who this person at the restart program is and see how empathetic they are down there and how much support they'll actually give me. Just if I can find a way to go self-employed as a radio producer or something like that, radio presenter, radio producer, and find some grant money from somewhere to set up a studio is kind of the plan. But I haven't told them that yet. Then at least I'll be able to cycle people through, maybe do some training courses or whatever. So I would need a meeting room and a studio. That's basically all I would need. That would be enough to get going. And I think I know where I want to put the studio as well. So obviously I've got to investigate and see how it can be financed and how money can be generated. But taking people out of unemployment and turning them into radio presenters would be a good thing. As a job, that's quite a good job, I think. So I can generate that as a job part-time and be a host the rest of the time. So that might work as a strategy. I don't know whether it'll generate some grant income or not. Yeah, I know exactly. Exactly. Code 23. It's a pipe dream, but it's worth thinking about. Because they'll probably do anything just to get me off the unemployment register, I would imagine. So I might be able to set something up. Depends if I can get any grant money from somewhere. There's not a huge amount of money floating around at the moment, I don't think. But there might be a little bit for training programs and stuff. I don't know. Because I'll know when I get there at 2 o'clock. Because they might just say, pull your finger out your ass and get stuck in and get yourself a job. It depends on the attitude they've got, whether I'll be able to do anything with it or not. So that's my main thing from the for the day. Today, I've got to post yesterday's round table at some point. So it's nearly noon now, so I've got till 1 o'clock really to do that. And then I'll have a slow walk down the quayside along the river to this meeting at 2 o'clock. It's as much about me visualizing it as it is whatever they've got. If I can sit down before I go there and visualize and feel positive about the meeting and feel positive about the level of support I'm getting and just kind of imagine it and internalize it, then it'll work out all right, I think. Yes, the Neville Goddard techniques that I use for manifestation. So if I'm going to manifest a radio studio, I need to do that as a set intention, as a clear intention. All right, man, this has been going for half an hour, so I'm going to close this up now, I think. Well, thanks for coming in, Code 23. I wasn't sure who would come in and who was around and whatever. But it's been a good conversation. Thanks, man. I'll no doubt I'll report back on the podcast about the whole process. It's an interesting set of things that I'm trying to work with. So at least it gives people an idea. If there's a way to do it, I'll find a way. All right, I'm going to close this up now and upload yesterday's radio show. Thanks, man. Cheers. Bye-bye.